This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
We are back with Craig Quaglier, our licensed massage therapist, our myofascial trigger point therapist, and so much more from the Chicago area. Let's welcome our friend who's really into Halloween, just like myself. God bless you. Tell me what you have in front of you. Who are these people? Goblins.
They greet everybody who comes into my clinic. This is not even all of them. This is just the ones I could fall up here and have some fun with today on Halloween Eve. So I'm going to move him along now. I'll keep the guy, especially this guy. He never shuts up.
Beautiful. I love him. I got the banjos, the dueling banjos myself. Oh, my goodness. I love it. You bring me so much joy during this holiday season. I can appreciate all this. And I'm sure your clients do. Oh, the witch. There she goes. Go ahead. Who else you got?
Now, let's see if we can get some sanity back into this situation.
Oh, it's always great. I love it. I love it. When did you get your passion for Halloween, by the way? Where did that come from?
I'm not sure, actually. I've been collecting them over years, so...
Awesome.
It just hasn't... I get them... This year, the pickings were slim, so they were not very good. Let's see if I can bring my volume up a little bit.
Bring it
so
on.
The girls settle down. There we go. All right. So here we are.
After Happy Halloween Eve. I love it. I love it. Tell us about the work you're doing.
Okay. My name's Craig Quaglia, myofascial trigger point therapist. Mm-hmm. I have, 39 years of experience and brief history. So 5 years as an instructor, 3 clinics that I owned or worked in part-time, part ownership, 3 holistic and functional medicine clinics that I worked in. The whole idea was to use a non-drug approach to help people who were, in pain. Usually they come and find us after they've tried everything else, currently in private practice. And oh my goodness, I'm doing podcasts. So
yay.
Anything, life is good at the moment. We'll see how it goes in 5 minutes from now.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And you've been helping people for so many years with all different facets of their bodies. Go ahead, explain.
Yes. So by any chance, did they send any images to you today?
I have your notes and I have your images. Yes, of course. And I didn't know if you wanted me to share them or you were going to share them. That's why.
I don't know. I honestly don't know how. As you can see, I'm not.
You are great. Well, I can share it for you then. That's for sure. Let me download them, which I didn't do, but I did see them. Hold on. That one's downloaded and I'll get the other one. And this is part of what we're going to be talking about today. So just give us a little prep before I bring up the images, what we are going to speak about, please.
So in my business, in my career, you notice things go in cycles. Well, a cycle began to emerge 10 years ago, especially around computers, mouse shoulder, carpal tunnel, thoracic outlet syndrome, that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Things that were happening to people because they're on computers, maybe they're, especially during COVID, when they were working at home, things weren't properly designed for them to be sitting 8-11 hours a day doing that kind of stuff. There it is. There you go. Yes. All right. So how about the other one? The other one's bigger.
You want the other one? Oh, okay. Sure. I was going to say. Hold on.
Yeah. We can get rid of this one. Yeah. It's too small. The other one I think will be much more useful in understanding this new crisis that's emerging in the healthcare system that is turning out to be quite complicated and costly.
Ooh.
There you go.
Okay, hold on. That's the one we're getting rid of. This one I'm opening up so I could see the image just directly. Perfect. Go ahead, hon. Up.
Okay. So let's talk about the what I started to notice is in younger people, you expect to see somebody who's in their 60s or 70s with their head maybe going forward, not as far as the guy on the right, but going forward. It's part of life, part of a natural thing. What's happening now is that the young people from 18 to 40 years old, are coming in with all kinds of neck and headaches, neck problems, shoulder problems, neck, headache, low back too. So I went and I checked into this because I wanted to understand what was going on. And there were some really shocking things here that I was surprised about. 15 to 30% of the young adults are now suffering from low chronic back pain from sitting all day. Neck pain affects 20 to 4% of them. And just the simping of rotating your head from side to side has become really difficult for a lot of people to do in a way that should not be. The research that I saw currently was 10 to 40 years old, the 10 to 40 year old group. Not that it doesn't affect the others, but I think the fact that it's hitting these guys hard, of course, they pretty much live on phones or on computers. The gender differences is it's 2-to-1 women.
Wow.
The use of technology, of course, we we're going to talk about smartphone. And then, of course, they always got to give it a name, which is Tex-Mex in this case.
Yep. My son is going to physical therapy for this at 10 years old as we speak because of this issue. So he's 10.
Yes, 10. Exactly. And here you're never going to look at this different. You're going to look, every time you look at somebody, you're going to notice that. And that Craig was right about that. That guy's, look how far ahead that guy's head is forward. Okay. So we call it, it's the impact and the risk factors are so high that the mental health, I actually seen it in a girl that was 12, young woman was 12 years old. I'm just astonished. I'm always on my granddaughter who can fold over like Gumby. For now, she'll get away with it, but by the time she's in her 20s, she's going to be in trouble.
Yep.
So the impact of this pain, besides having the mom having to take your son into the doctor, now you're spending money, it's starting to become cumulative and life-changing. So the occupational factors are not even occupational. You're talking about your son probably sitting at home looped over and looking at his phone in positions that you didn't even think were possible.
All day. It started 2 years ago. I didn't realize this. I did not.
Yeah. No. And this is the hidden one. This is the one that's going to bust the healthcare system. So interesting things emerged when I started looking into it a lot deeper. 30 to 50% of university students have back pain. 60% of the med and dental students have pain.
Yeah.
I had a doctor on my table yesterday who's in his mid-30s. Who comes in for the pain, and he knows it started when he was studying and, you know, using the cell phone. And he even knows now. He knows better. And he's holding the cell phone up for long periods of time, and it's causing him problem. So it causes 20 to 30% to miss school or disrupt daily activities.
Yep.
10 to 15% miss work if they're doing a job.
Yep.
Risk factors are inactivity, physical inactivity, just sitting for long periods of time with poor posture. Increase the pain and the likelihood of this happening to 2 to 3-fold. All right. Now you throw in anxiety and depression in onto that. Top of that, it's, you know, kids, that's a tough time of their life to begin with. You throw that in, and it's 2 to 3 times more likely to happen. So the economic impact is that the back pain and the neck pain lead to significant healthcare costs and productivity costs. I can't even imagine what what they have your son doing, and hopefully not drugs.
Well, yeah, he's doing neck exercises. It's like he's going to the gym, which is great. It's been helping him like drastically. And because it started 2 years ago and then I let it go. And then when he started putting the football helmet on, that's when we noticed the pain. He couldn't do football. So they do all these different stretches with rubber bands and all these cool wheelbarrow things. And
good. So well, somebody's like paying attention.
Yes. Good. Yes. Right. It's working.
So the trends are 15% to 20% increase just in the last few years of just alone back pain alone. So this is the emphasized, the stats of pain, and which starts out as acute pain, which we've talked about a lot. Right now you're in the acute stage, so you guys are able to intervene and teach him how to. It sounds like he's going to learn. Getting him to do it is going to be a trick. Possibly won't do it until it hurts again, but at least the knowledge is in place. And so this is all linked to screen time and sedentary lifestyles, you know, and what else? Ergonomics. Oh, my God. Poor ergonomics just causes all kinds of problems because things aren't set up properly. If you share a desk with somebody, it might be set up for you, but not for them. And you have a problem adjusting to that situation. So this has become a silent health crisis in the digital age today. And not so silent when somebody like you runs into it and is aware of it, then I have some hope that this things are changing and probably going to change rapidly. So this begins at an early age, as we said, due to excess texting, gaming. I have nephews who game, who just for hours and hours and hours are bent over. And of course, prolonged computer use. Most of that, which really started during COVID, where people just, the computer was some of the only ways that they were able to have outlet into the world. So the head forward position, which is predominantly associated with people in their 60s, is now showing up in kids that are 12 years old. And that's scary. I mean, you're talking about the possible beginning of a chronic pain lifestyle where you're going from doctor to doctor. If people don't know what they're doing or what they're looking at, or they just say, oh, my neck hurts, but not treat all the other things that go along with that. That's where we're pretty good at. It's not uncommon for individuals in my practice in their 20s and 30s to come in with bulging or ruptured discs, even if had surgery already. So I've seen people come in with the surgery where technically the surgery was considered a success, but they're still having pain. So maybe it's not such a success. I think this is where the holistic approach is much more important, where you're not just looking at how do you treat the pain coming in the door on that particular day, but all the things surrounding it and doing what you're doing, like with your son, teaching him how to do the things that are necessary in order for him not to be suffering from pain. So when we talk about optimal alignment, let's look at the guy on the left, head straight, ear aligns with the cervical spine, aligns with the shoulder. We can't see in the figure, but it'll go all the way down where shoulder aligns with hip, hip aligns with knee, knee aligns with ankle, all right? So that guy is straight and balanced. He shouldn't be in any pain. He doesn't have to worry about any possible pain coming in into play at that point. So in the early stages of the postural issues begin to develop, and it does come after time. I'm sure your son probably is still the guy on the left, but in 10 years, he could be the guy at 32 pounds pressure.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mom. You're just head off a major issue. So the alignment is important. So we observe the bulging cervical disc in the second one, and let's look what we notice there. The head has come down and he's shrinking. The jaw is forward. The chest is caving in. The spinal cord is going way, way forward. The eyes are lower. And then if we go to the third one, you can really see what's going on, especially at the part that's easier to see now. Look at the throat. That whole area there is changing because of the changing breathing patterns and the chest. So what happens is you have a slow loss of height, lengthening of the jaw, and the forward collapse of the shoulders, which begins to not only impact the upper area of the body, it starts to go through the whole body. So this one situation where the head's going forward like this, slowly increasing, is becoming a major healthcare problem in this country. Advanced stages in severe cases can go up to 12 to 42 pounds, sometimes 60 pounds. You can end up with cervical bulging discs, like we talked about before, ruptured. Certainly, it starts to work its way down into the thoracic middle back. So as we look at the second guy versus the first guy, toward the middle back, the curves are changing, not only in the middle to upper back, but it's changing in the lower back, where the curves start to straighten out, and that becomes a real big problem. As we go down, especially if we look at the third guy, 42 pounds, his abdominal muscles are compacted and shrinking, and it's infecting his breathing.
Oh, wow.
And those breathing muscles in the neck that you can't see shorten up. So now you can't take a full breath. You can't take it through a full range of motion.
No.
And that starts to impact all kinds of things. And, you know, we talked about before depression and anxiety. When you get to the position of 42 pounds where his head is so far forward, that person is shallow breathing. I am not surprised you have anxiety at that point or depression, because the pain is just becoming such a big deal, and it's starting to take over your life. The impact of smartphones is ubiquitous at this point. They're everywhere all the time. I go to a restaurant and they're supposedly on a date and they're looking at their phone, not looking at each other. I don't know
it's
about
dating. So true. I don't know how people are doing this.
I've had people walk out in front of my car with the cell phone, and as I'm getting ready to go, and both of us are surprised that they did that, and thank God I didn't hit them.
Yeah.
However, when I looked at the statistics, since cell phones became ubiquitous, 1.6 million car accidents are now due to cell phone, period. Okay. So what happens there is, for instance, I was a motorcycle rider. I got off the motorcycle because I no longer felt safe on the road with people texting all the time. And believe me, when you're on a motorcycle, you pick it up a lot faster than you do if you're in the car, because you feel, you know, safe. So the two car accidents I've been in the last 15 years, both of them were by people on cell phones who were paying attention to their cell phone. One guy dropped it and literally ran into three cars. The third car hit me. Fortunately, I was going into the clinic that day, so I was able to come in at the acute stage and immediately deal with it before it became chronic. The second one, I landed in the hospital. The car was taken and thrown across the road, you know. So the bottom line is there's all kinds of things, consequences going on as a result of this. So the addition of the smartphones really exacerbated the body mechanics, as we saw in the picture.
Yeah, I want to close all this out because all my stuff is up here and we looked at that picture long enough, and then you got to see all my mail and all my stuff. So hold on, let's do this. I wasn't expecting to share the screen, obviously. Look at this. Let me try to close it out now, but it's okay.
I had to clear mine too. We roll with it. This is
life. I know, exactly. But hold on, I'm trying to shut it and I can't even stop the share. So hold on, I'm going to stop that. And then from today, what we'll do is, I want to see, actually, hold on. Why won't it let me stop it? This is where it gets tricky. You're screen sharing and pause, stop the share. Perfect. Let me ask you this. I know we got to see that. It looks like I hate to say it, but like a Neanderthal. Like we started that way, right?
Yes.
And then over the years, we built up, right? Like our posture. And I feel like we're going back to the Neanderthal phase, right?
Well, think about it. When your head's that far forward, it's pulling all the muscles along the line of your back, all the way down to your tailbone. And the reason why we would worry about it more in 60-year-olds is because the more forward you go, the more likely you're going to fall. And of course, falls are much more dangerous, but they're becoming dangerous for younger people. Yeah. They're starting to fall. Knees are starting to collapse out, you know. So what we have is a slow expansion of this down throughout the whole body. First, we started out with headaches, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that right now. So the most common, what really brought this to my attention was people were coming in with headaches because they're sitting at the desk and on the computer and texting all day. So as the head continues to move forward, the muscles of the upper neck and shoulder become more harder to, it's harder to support the bowling ball. It's, you know, think of a bowling ball on a divot. As long as it sits perfectly on the divot, it can stay in place. The minute you change the dynamics and it's going forward a little bit, the divot's going to collapse. Well, in this case, it's not going to collapse. It's just going to overwork all the muscles. In addition, it's going to compress the nerves, and that's when trouble really starts. You can get something called a cervogenic headache, where the pain, the nerves are being impinged in the neck and then end up referring into the head. So here we are working on the head, thinking the person, that's where the headache is. And in fact, it's not. It's being referred. So it's important that we work everything. We talked about the jaw hanging forward. The more your head goes forward, the more your jaw becomes slack. It changes your breathing order, breathing ability to breathe correctly, and it also contributes to headaches. So it's really important to that we pay attention to that. So as the head continues to go forward, the neck pain increases both in the back of the neck and in the front. But what really starts to change where it becomes dangerous is the fact that your chest and shoulders start to cave forward and the ribs and everything starts to begin to shorten up. So your shoulders round up. And when they do, when they round forward, they start to pull on the back where the rotator cuff is. So now we're not just talking head anymore. We're not just talking neck. We're talking upper chest and shoulders, and the situation starts to get really bad. The thoracic spine, the middle part of the spine, the only time that should be lacking in mobility is if you're playing Frankenstein on Halloween. Otherwise, the upper back becomes less mobile and it begins to force the shoulders to compensate and to do other things that they don't know in a way that they don't normally do. In addition to our breathing muscles there under the different layers of muscles that are impacted, which is causing the person to labor and breathe and have to put more effort into breathing. So when you put all that together, now there's so much compression, there's so much structural deviation that the blood flow and the blood vessels and the nerves going into the various systems in the upper body are suddenly compacted and they can't do their job. You end up with fatigue and pain, sometimes unremitting pain. What's the worst part, in my opinion, among all the things we just talked about, shallow breathing happens because you can no longer take a full breath. Remember, we said the head's going forward, the rib cage loses its mobility, and most people don't realize, but the muscles in between your rib cage, in between the individual rib, impact your breathing. So if you can't take a full breath, all kinds of things start happening. It affects your cognitive ability. It affects the oxygen in your body. It affects the ability of the body to get the blood into the muscles. And it just goes on and on and on. So we have restricted rib cage. Then you also have nasal problems. All right. So you tell me when we're in trouble here. So, all
right. Go. A few more minutes. Go for it. Go.
Okay.
We've got time.
Okay. Yeah, good. All right. So I want to get to the important stuff. Lead to inefficient mouth breathing, increases sleep disorder. That's important. Your body heals when you're sleeping. If you have pain of any kind, whether we're talking fibromyalgia, migraine, headache, and you're not sleeping, and part of it is you're not able to take a deep breath or you have to wear a CPAC, you got all kinds of systems in trouble. And this is where you do not want to be in your life if you can at all avoid it. So the other thing is the nerves interfere with the lower organs of the body, which means your digestion gets messed up, periods get messed up, the elimination of waste material in your body, you may end up with GERD, reflux coming in. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, but that's happening at younger and younger ages now, where the GERD is, and there's no big surprise here to me anymore. I didn't understand there was a connection between the two until I did this. So we're talking about lower back pain due to displaced organs. Your diaphragm muscle isn't able to do an inhalation properly. Therefore, it's crushing your liver. It's crushing your colon, your stomach. All these things get impacted. The next thing is your hip flexors going down and across. So you end up with low back pain and lower leg pain. All right. So one of the things that surprised me is that's been happening this last couple of years is I have people sitting at desk coming in with plantar fasciitis. So usually I don't associate that with people sitting. It's people who run or people who are on their feet, you know, doing labor. But all of a sudden I started seeing this. Well, it turns out it's the head forward doing this, causing all the shortening of the muscles, of the hamstrings, of the quads, wow, all the way down into the lower leg. And all of a sudden, this pain starts, this inflammation starts to take place.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, I had an influx, and I did not have an explanation until we started doing, I started preparing for this. So the good thing is you're making me smarter by doing all this. But more importantly,
look at this training after 30 something years, but it's always good to replace our knowledge. Yes. Go ahead. Be reminded. Yes.
Yes. And cause and effect. That's what I'm always looking for. So now I have to rethink, not the treatment part, the self-care part. You know, do I get you to lay on a exercise ball with your head going backwards at the end of the day so you can, you can open that whole line up, bring your arms up. Chances are you're not going to be able to do it the first few times, but it's worth doing to learn these things. Another one, eyesight strain, ultra focal distance. Well, nearsightedness can, this also leads to dry eye because you're just working your eyes so hard. When you sit there, you don't blink. When you're looking at a screen, you don't blink often enough. Now I have dry eye
now
problems.
I'm like, me too. I'm the Xiidra stuff, but burns my eyes. Yeah. But I use that in a Systane, whatever it's called.
Yes. I know. There's not, there doesn't seem to be too many good choices at the moment. So the other one that really surprised me, and actually thinking about it makes sense, hearing becomes altered because your head's forward, your jaw slack. It puts pressure on the back of your, at the jaw to the point of impacting your chewing and the semicircular canals surrounding that area. So you can end up having tinnitus, ringing of the ears, or dizziness and not know why you're having it. And a lot of it has to do with your head being forward for long periods of time or your jaw going slack or the SCM, the different muscles in there that impact behind there, putting pressure on in a way that's not really good. So as a myofascial trigger point therapist, thank God I have more information now. I can answer more questions. Thank you very much. So, but now it's opened up a bunch of new ways that I'm going to go ahead and start working with people and look at it more as less of a individual problem and more of a synergistic problem where one A is impacting B is impacting C and so on and so forth. So that's one of the things that comes out of it. So what I want to do is try to be more comprehensive, and I'm going to be now. Posture exercises, yes. Your son, I'm sure they're going to – that's probably one of the reasons why they're using the bands with your son is to strengthen the different muscles so they do their job perfectly in balance rather than being pulled in one direction or another where they could start grinding joints and causing inflammation. And of course, we don't want inflammation. Certainly, the chin muscles I'm going to pay more attention to now. I always do pay attention to the low back. Ergonomics we talk about, but that's a hard one. People always ask me, what's the best chair? What's this? It's very individual. I wish I could give you a format, a formula. And even then, you could have the best ergonomics in the world. You were not meant to sit 8 to 11 hours a day. You just were not, which is why I have people coming in. Even the doctor I had on the table in his 30s is having stenosis in the lower back. That's not something we would see until their 50s and 60s. And stenosis is not fun. So regular breaks, movement during prolonged sitting. We used to go into companies to work with their people. And the problem is, if we come back to the company and say, these people need to get up every hour for 5 minutes, company doesn't like that. There's something about that, that, you know, they're being lazy, or they're, or the middle management people come in, even though it'll make them, the research shows it'll make them more productive, you know, all that kind of stuff. But you know, sometimes you're just banging your head against the wall. The self-care is the most important part. And I've talked about this over and over again, where introducing the right tools, a back knobber, and we're going to get into that, excuse me, down the road. Back knobber. You will love the back knobber.
I can't wait. All right. We got to wrap it up now, Craig. Go ahead.
All right. So self-care is coming down the road. We're going to start showing you how to address these problems on your own, because your job is your job. You can't quit. And nobody wants to see you in pain. At the end of the day, you'll be able to do things that are in your interest. And the best news is it empowers you to take control. You're not a victim, being victimized by this stuff anymore. On the other hand, I can't stop you from using the cell phone or as much as you can. So try to look for ways to hold it up. They're coming out with all kinds of contraptions to help with that. And maybe we'll get into that down the road.
Okay? Beautiful. Thank you so much. How do we contact you on this Halloween Eve?
Okay, on this Halloween theme, Craig Quaglia, MyoFasterTriggerPointTherapist.com, 708-524-8812. And on that note, we will have him have the last word. Good to see you again.
To end with our Halloween crew. Thank you so much. Happy Halloween, Craig. Always a pleasure. Glad we had some extra time today. This is great stuff. Thank you.
I'm glad it worked out.
Me too. I didn't have a show, so it was great. I had a break. I was like, you can have some extra time. Thank you so much. Happy Halloween. Bye.
Happy Halloween. Have a good day.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.